The fossils were gathering dust in London until the scientist who had custody of them passed away. That was at the Natural History Museum in London. The bones were collected in Tanzania back in the 30s. They could represent one of the longest unpublished doctoral dissertations ever.
They were essentially under study for 50 years. And the study was never finished.
Sterling Nesbitt is a dinosaur expert at the Brooke Museum at the University of Washington. He says the London scientist apparently would puzzle over those seven mysterious bone fragments and then forget about them for long periods.
And right before he passed away, he tried to finish the project, but unfortunately, he never got to finish it.
Nesbitt himself is an expert on the period 250 million years ago, when the dinosaur family tree branched off from the crocodile family tree. He persuaded the London Museum director to let him pull the bones out of their box and apply the latest techniques. His team analyzed the bones' structures and compared them to other well-known fossils.
Essentially, we're building a family tree using computers.
They argue in a paper published in the journal Biological Letters that this species, called a Nyasasaurus, is a dinosaur that's 10 million years older than any previously identified. It's sort of a missing link between pre-dinosaur reptiles and the actual dinosaurs. They speculate Nyasasaurus looks like all the early dinosaurs, a raptor running on two legs. It stood about 3 feet tall at the hip, with a neck like an ostrich and a typical long dinosaur tail. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.